702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up with news from elsewhere around the world. Adam, a very good morning to you. I can't imagine what so many families in Ukraine are dealing with so many of their children abducted and gone to Russia.
Yes, we knew it was a lot, but Ukraine's now put a number on it saying 19,000 children have been forcibly removed to Russia. In some cases, because Russian forces had moved in and then parents have moved out or schools got overtaken. In other cases, it looks like pickup trucks deliberately arrived to ship kids off. Vladimir Putin's already been issued with an international arrest warrant. The International Criminal Court has already done that. But that doesn't seem to have stopped it, this ongoing illegal deportation. The BBC has lots of emergency stories, more and more of children being taken, told their parents have gone, in some cases that their parents are dead, that their hometowns have gone. There's a new flag to salute. Some older teenagers, some older children have been put into the Russian military in the forcible removal from their homes. And in response, we're also hearing about how some Ukrainian parents have been journeying by themselves deep into Russian territory, or at least Russian-held territory, to rescue their own kids. They're not always under lock and key. They're not always under guard or anything like that. But they're a long way from home, and often lost and bewildered. There are extraordinary tales emerging, and boy, does it pull the whole mummy baby, daddy baby thing. It really pulls at the heart, I have to say.
Gosh, I mean, can you imagine all those parents, those folks we saw get on those trains, thinking that their children would be safe, that at least Russia wouldn't come after the little ones, and now we're hearing all of this. Imagine being stuck somewhere else in Europe, knowing your children are lost somewhere in Russian territory. Talk to me about an icy and watery moon, Adam.
Yes, astronomers have discovered a huge plume of water vapor spurting out of this icy moon, Enceladus, a moon of Saturn, not one of the biggest ones, but still sizable. The moon is well known for its geysers, as in erupting water chutes, not as in dodgy blokes from the East End of London. But the latest water stream, spanned 9,500 kilometers. So further than Joburg to London. I mean, it's an enormous great thing, which is why, of course, it's shown up on some giant telescopes. There have been vapor emissions before, but not like this. And scientists are now constantly fascinated by Enceladus, this moon, because it's got a sort of icy topping and below it a salty ocean. So water and lots of it, and therefore the basic conditions to support life, if not alien life, then maybe ours someday. See you there, Bongani, in, well, maybe a few centuries anyway.
Adam Gilchrist with this morning's, what, Universal View.